When APS Board Chairman Reuben McDaniel talked to WABE about the district's own police force, he said it was important for the students to have a familiar face around the middle and high schools.
A dedicated resource officer or two, depending on the size of the school, that gets to know those students and the students get to know that resource officer, know the campus, know the facility, and are there, you know, on our schedule.
An officer says McDaniel that would be around during the mornings, lunchtime, and dismissal. He says that's when most incidents tend to happen. Before approving Superintendent Davis's police force plan, the board will consider startup costs and other implementation factors. But that's just the beginning of potential problems, says WABE legal analyst Paige Pate.
Well, having your own police force makes you liable as an entity for any negligence or any intentionally wrongful acts that the officers take.
As an example, Pate uses an officer arresting a student without sufficient probable cause.
Then not only is the officer subject to a lawsuit, but the school board would be as well.
That's different from the district's current contract with the Atlanta Police Department. As part of an agreement, APS pays the resource officers to work in the schools, but they're still Atlanta police officers. Paige Pate says accountability weighs more with the police department for any actions taken by the officer.
If the officer is wrong, then perhaps the officer individually, or maybe even the entity that he or she is employed with, City of Atlanta, for instance, could be on the hook for liability.
Last month, an APS resource officer used a taser gun on two female middle school students in order to break up a fight on a school bus. The Atlanta Police Department is still investigating the incident. Rose Scott, WABE News.